Kickstarter is a crowdsourcing website that has allowed a number of artists to collect the necessary funding for the project of their choice. The website has helped anyone from filmmakers to clothing designers to musicians. Dirtfoot is a Shreveport, Louisiana-based band that has once again turned to Kickstarter to finance its latest album. Last month, Nathan Woods, Daniel Brightup, Derek Russell, Matt Hazelton, Scott Girardi, and Jay Bratley performed at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. While they were in town, they stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio. During our conversation, Matt explained to me where the band's name comes from.
The name is just, originally it was, it's just something that kind of explains the type of the feel of the band. I mean, it's just kind of grounded, real, here we are, kind of music, put your feet in the mud, let's get dirty. Let's make music together.
You don't see people dancing normally to Dirtfoot.
And when he says that, that's another part of it. It's the crowd is definitely part of the group. And we've always described him as the seventh member of the band, because their part in the music that we make is really important. Every once in a while we do end up at a show where there's, just a small number of people there, and it's hard. It's hard to get that, because they do play such a big part in it. There's call and response type things that happen, and so they're doing their part, we're doing ours,
When I was talking to your rep, she mentioned that this is a new configuration for the band.
Right. Derek here is a brand new boy.
New fish.
That's me. And I just play drums.
Just drums. He offers more of a heavier sound than we had before, more of a rock sound, I think. He adds that to it, and I was running through. I was just playing an acoustic guitar, running direct for the longest time, and recently I'm playing through an electric guitar now and an amp. So we won a
John Lennon songwriting competition for the New Orleans Jazz Music Fest thing, but New Orleans Jazz competition. And the grand prize was a Epiphone Casino John Lennon
style guitar.
So he quickly changed his.
I mean, it's too pretty of a guitar not to take with us.
Sounds pretty too.
We're more electrified than we've ever been before in the past. So if you've seen Dirtfoot before, you haven't seen this Dirtfoot. You need to come see us.
Why the decision to be more electrified?
It just happened.
Organic. Just like he won a guitar, so we.
And that's really how this whole, from the get-go, this band has always been kind of, you just go with whatever. I mean, we don't have a specific sound that we're trying to achieve. It's just, whatever, hey, this sounds good, let's do that. Well, let's go that, let's do that, there's no set in stone, this is who we are or what we are, It's just we're making music and whatever sounds good. And it'll change again,
It's also feel. It's also feeling good. Like if we're working on a song, like we've written two new songs recently that basically were written in about a day. I mean, they came out of nowhere and they just felt really good. And they became
bass and drum.
They became heavy. They became part of the set list immediately. But it feels good. And if songs don't feel good, they get put on the back burner. And if something somebody's doing doesn't feel good, then we work with it. It's just, it really is a, kind of an organic creation.
And those songs that get put on the shelf for a little while, maybe the new kind of sound, maybe those songs will work with that. So we have actually, since the sound has changed a little bit, pulled off the shelf some of those older tunes that work this way. So we're playing those now. Everything changes all the time.
Let's see, you brought me a CD here. Is this your most recent one?
No, that was our last studio record. Since then, we recorded a live album.
This is a Dirtfoot Bone Session, so that's your last studio. So what's the name of your live album?
Live and in Prison. We recorded it in a Wade Correctional Prison in Homer, Louisiana, in front of about 250, 300 inmates. Which was pretty intense, It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'd say it was very intense.
It was very intense. We recorded a music video. We brought in a buddy of ours, William Sadler, the actor who's in like Shawshank Redemption, Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. He was the Grim Reaper, the death in that. He played the part of the warden, and we recorded a big music video. And
what Matt's left out is that this thing all got started because of a video, music video, and it was like, well, here's an idea. You guys are bad guys. Y'all all end up in jail, and that's how the band actually is formed. And we're like, and we started. We liked the idea. We started putting it together. It was like, well, if we're going to be in jail in front of prisoners pretending like we're playing, we might as well play. And then the warden said, well, do a show. And then, like, well, if we're going to be there with cameras, we might as well record it. And it went from a, you know, music video to a live album to a DVD with a documentary. And then we realized that we didn't have any money to pay for all that. So we did a Kickstarter campaign. And we raised a bunch of money, and we paid for it and even printed vinyl because of it.
Nice segue, Jay.
Did you know where I'm going? So we're recording a new album now.
That's what I was wondering.
We're about to record a new record in April. April the 8th through the 16th, we'll be at Blade Studios in Shreveport. And working with Brady Blade, he's going to be our producer. And trying to capture this new sound. And once again, we don't have any money to pay for it. So we are going to be putting up a Kickstarter campaign in the very near future. And it will be details to be announced.
I want to ask you a little bit about this album that you brought me, the Bone Sessions.
Right.
The song Watusi. You've told me that people don't necessarily dance to your songs, but that sounds like a dancing song.
It is a dancing song. It's also an animal. But
I know people dance to our songs. They just don't dance like you would normally see people dancing.
People dance. I mean, it is
differently.
It's primal.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's
snakes and strychnine kind of dancing.
No, I mean people get crazy to the people get crazy and they dance constantly throughout the song the sets, you know. But that song is the Watusi, and I really don't know what the Watusi looks like. I'd like to. I've seen diagrams of how it's done, but I haven't seen it in motion.
Remember that dancing
baby
computer thing? The dancing baby. That's kind of like the.
That's the
Watusi. It's kind of like the robot, but not really the robot.
They did the robot in the 50s, man. Rolling beers in the upstairs cup, a rattle, rattle, rattle machine. Shake the people, paparazzi, a rattle, rattle, rattle machine. You say you love me, but you really don't love a rattle, rattle, rattle machine.
If I was to hand the CD to someone and told them, you know, this is the one song that you have to listen to off this album, what would it be?
Let me see it.
It's probably Rhinestone Ring is one that everybody likes a lot.
Oh. I'd say Devoted Mama.
Oh, of course.
Well, you know, Cast My Plans is a really good one here. Rhinestone Ring's a good one.
Just tell them to put the CD on and listen to it.
Yeah.
A couple of you mentioned Rhinestone.
Why? Rhinestone Ring's a good
one. Why?
It's just got a good feel to it.
It's groovy.
Good riding groove.
I was going to say Snapping Turtle.
There's some slow ones on there, too. I like Snapping Turtle.
Well, Snapping Turtle's got a real cool, creepy, don't go in there, there's somebody that's going to get you kind of vibe, you know.
Well, if there's two spectrums of the CD that you can think of what Dirtfoot is, I would say Rhinestone Ring and Falling in Love. Those are two, like, the two Dirtfoot songs that you could probably be like, oh, that's Dirtfoot.
They go from here to here, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Extremes. I want you. You say love's a Christmas tree. I'll put a star upon your head and you won't have to sing this song no more. I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with you. I'm falling in love. I'm falling in love with you. It's of course really hard for us to look at our own music and say this is the one that,
sure,
you know, because we, you know, have a history with each song, you know, and so it's, you know, we got a lot of love for all of them.
Sometimes we're surprised, like, we have our first record. There's a song called Little Bit of Rum, and it's a good, great song. We really like it, but that, that's been like the most downloaded song on iTunes or whatever. And you're just like, oh, okay, well,
really?
Yeah. And it's just, you know, we expect it to be something that we have a song called My Girl that everybody really likes. And you think it would be that, but you know, it's sometimes these other little tunes that pop up. So it's, I don't know. We actually filter the songs ourselves. It goes through, if it doesn't go through six guys and doesn't pass, then we don't play it. So like I said, by the time it leaves the band, it's pretty much, it's gone through six check marks. So hopefully other people will dig it too.
The six band members of Dirtfoot stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio last month while they were visiting Fayetteville for a performance. The band has started a Kickstarter campaign to raise $16,000 for its third studio album. The campaign ends May 10th, and more information is available at dirtfoot.com. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.